Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hello, East Organic Gardener listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Sherry Herrera J. Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, ecopreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And with me this hour is the world-famous microorganism queen, Hannah Crum. And her mission is to provide the way and the means to a healthy gut and optimal health. Before I ask her to join me, I have a few announcements. Our earliest early spring catalog is out and can be sent to you free of charge if you have not signed up yet to receive one already. If you would like to receive your copy, you can go online to www.arbico-organics.com. That's Arbico-Organics. Or if you want to speak directly to one of our Arbico Organics specialists, they'll be glad to take your information and make sure you receive a copy. We always answer the phone with a live person during our business hours. On the back of our catalog is a free $10 off coupon that you can use to purchase any of our products for your organic home, garden, farm, pet, horse, or livestock, shipping excluded. Take a moment to like Arbico Organics on Facebook. There's a lot to gain by doing so. Be on the lookout for sales and giveaways. Last, you can follow me on Twitter at drbuglady@arbico.com. And now let me tell you about the person who I haven't yet met yet, who is my future best friend in life. Hannah Crum is the Kombucha Mama, founder of Kombucha Camp, the most visited website in the world for kombucha information, recipes, and advice. That's www.kombuchacamp.com. KombuchaCamp.com. K-Camp's mission is to change the world one gut at a time. I love that. Along with partner Alex Ligori, Hannah is also an industry journalist and master brewer, directing, mentoring thousands of new and experienced kombucha brewers and providing consultation services for kombucha startups since 2007. Together, Hannah and Alex also co-founded Kombucha Brewers International, the industry nonprofit trade association dedicated to promoting bottled kombucha around the world. Sing the kombucha lifestyle as an introduction to other fermented foods, gut health, the human microbiome, bacteria, sapiens, and more. For those ready to brew fermented beverages at home, she has truly lived up to her title as the Kombucha Mama by shipping freshly grown full-size kombucha starter cultures, as well as water kefir, milk kefir, and jun, to more than 100,000 happy clients and friends worldwide, kits of all kinds, and even complete continuous brew packages, the ultimate in convenient home-brewed kombucha, are available on her website. Don't forget the Kombucha Camp motto, trust your gut. And now with gut-wrenching excitement, I'm enthusiastically proud to ask Hannah Crum, the Kombucha Mama, to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. You are the Kombucha Mama. I thought I was the Kombucha Mama, but you truly are. I've got my kombucha right here with me. I drink it every day. I'm in love with it. My family all got starters, and they are now drinking it and giving starters away to everybody. And my son, my whole family, they love it. And we love you. Thank you for your motto, trust your gut.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you, Sherry, how did you first hear about kombucha?
I want to say about 20 years ago, my husband came home with what I guess people call it a mother, or a SCOBY and look like this gelatinous mass, kind of a caramel color. And he said, I'm going to make kombucha. And I thought, well, that's just fine and dandy. And he started brewing it. And so that's how long it's been in our family. We've gone from brewing our own to taking a break and just buying it, you know, off the bottle and back and forth. I just love it. I love things that are bubbly and that sort of have a little sour taste to them. And so I'm, you know, I gravitate towards things like that.
Well, then kombucha is a drink for you because it has all of that and then some.
Yeah, and I didn't realize in the old days when you buy it that it had alcohol in it. I always wondered why I felt so good after I drink down a bottle, you know. Oh dear! So let's get on with the topic. And you know, what the heck is kombucha? Where did that name come from? And why is it so popular these days? I mean, it is amazing. I see it everywhere now.
Right. Well, you know, it's something that, like you discovered 20 years ago, that people have just been making in their homes. So similar to yogurt being fermented milk and something that started in people's homes on their countertops that now we find in every single store and in every kind of iteration possible, kombucha is following a similar path. It is fermented tea. So basically, as you already know, Sherry, we take tea and sugar, we add that gelatinous mass right in there, our SCOBY, and we allow it to ferment for about a week if we're doing a gallon batch. And after that week's time, we end up with a tangy, refreshing, lightly effervescent, sparkling beverage that most people say makes them feel good. So it's no wonder that kombucha has become so popular and is now a $600 million market and growing all the time because of the way it just makes people feel terrific.
Exactly. Where did that name come from? It's a little odd.
It is. Well, you know, it's a misnomer of sorts in that kombucha, like kefir grains, we talk about that, but that's not actually a grain like we think of wheat or corn or something. It's just kind of what it sort of looks like. And so in the case of kombucha, you probably recall this from 20 years ago, it used to be called mushroom tea because a lot of people felt that the pellicle or that SCOBY, which stands for symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, so our mother or SCOBY looks sort of like a mushroom head. It's not technically a mushroom. It being a yeast relative, it's related to a mushroom in that sense, but they're not so close relatives. But it's kombu is also a type of seaweed that's brown. And so our theory is that just like mushroom tea is a misnomer to describe kombucha because it's not actually made from mushrooms, kombu cha means tea in Chinese and Japanese and in Asian languages. And kombu is this type of brown seaweed. And the little yeast strands that hang off the bottom of the mother culture look kind of like a brown kelp. So we think kombucha literally is means seaweed tea, but it isn't seaweed technically. It's really just that fermented tea.
Well, it certainly is delicious. And I have to tell you, my son Clayton, he's hooked on it. And he'll send me a text with a picture. And they'll say, have you had your kombucha today? You know, what he's drinking. He likes to buy the ones that are flavored. And he'll say, Mom, have you tried hibiscus? It's really delicious. And we have a whole bunch of our staff at Arbico Organics that are happily brewing away. And they bring it to the office and share it with us. And so that's pretty exciting, you know, everybody getting together. And once they discover how delicious it is, yet there are so many other beneficial side effects, so to speak, that, you know, that are outweigh so much more the taste and the effervescent. It's those good microorganisms that are so important to our gut, which I understand why you say trust your gut. We're going to have to take a quick little break here right now. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about more about kombucha and how it's made and what are the benefits of it. So for those of you who are listening, go get yourself a kombucha and we'll be right back.
help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. With me is the amazing Hannah Crum. She is known as the Kombucha Mama. She is founder of Kombucha Camp, the most visited website in the world for kombucha information, recipes, and advice. And K-Camp, as it's called, and Hannah Crum's mission is to change the world one gut at a time. Welcome back, Hannah.
Thanks, Sherry.
I love it. So the biggest benefit, of course, is it's how our it affects our health. I mean, that's the part that's the best. You know, it's wonderful to know that you could drink something so delicious that at the same time it's doing some really great things in the body besides hydration. So tell us about that.
Sure. Well, as we mentioned before, kombucha is made from tea. So tea already has a lot of healthful properties that we're very aware of. It's high in polyphenols and antioxidants. It helps to support the human organism and is the most popular beverage in the world outside of water. So tea has a very long historical use of helping to bring calm, focused energy to the body. Now, fermentation has been around a lot longer than anything else, really. In fact, we have likely evolved with fermentation as we used to not have refrigerators, and so we had to have some way to preserve the harvest in order to eat during leaner times, and fermentation was one of the ways in which we did that. So we're taking tea, which is already good for us. We're applying a fermentation technology, and what fermentation does is it puts healthy bacteria, healthy yeast, healthy organisms into a substrate, which in this case is tea and sugar, and when it gets into that substrate, they act almost like a digestion system. So the bacteria literally start breaking down all of the healthy elements in the tea and sugar and turn them into easily digestible, instantly usable pieces of energy and healthy acids and vitamins that really make our bodies feel good as soon as we consume it. It also is an acetic acid ferment similar to vinegar. And as we know, vinegar has a lot of other healing properties as well. So we've got the benefits of tea. We've got the healing power of vinegar. We combine it all together with that fermentation. And it's no wonder that kombucha literally makes so many people just feel good. It helps with digestion. It helps boost energy. And again, those healthy acids that are created by that process, they bond to toxicants in the body, and then as you drink water, you flush those out. And so in a way, it kind of cleans our filter, our liver, and helps to keep the body running more smoothly. So you've been drinking it for 20 years, Sherry. Have you noticed any benefits after consuming it for so long?
Well, I would have to say that I do. I certainly have a lot of energy. I have a lot of energy. I have no issue with weight. I have to say that I look youthful.
Yeah.
I look very youthful. Mm-hmm. My skin has a tone to it. I tend to I just have an enormous amount of energy, and I experience more than anything good health. I noticed working in an office with all of my Arbico buddies that I'm generally immune to picking up the stuff that goes around. And I don't think there's a day that goes by that I do not drink a kombucha every single day. It's part of my regimen. Not because I necessarily am thinking, boy, I better get these healthy microorganisms in my gut, but because I just really love it. I love the way it makes me feel. The thing that I most enjoy is that it always makes your stomach feel fantastic. And if anybody ever has a little upset stomach, I always say, just drink a little kombucha, and boy, does it just go away in a flash. So it's, you know, I'm not sure that I, you know, certainly don't have anything scientific to prove that. I can just say from my own experience that I tend to be ahead of the crowd, so to speak, in a lot of ways. And I have a lot of clarity as well, mental clarity.
And all of those are things that many people have reported experiencing when they start consuming kombucha. Now, is that all just coming from the kombucha? Probably not, but part of what kombucha does, and this is why we think of it as a gateway, is it opens you up to the world of fermentation. It opens you up to bringing the body back into balance so that it can heal itself naturally. And it opens you up to really shifting and reducing some of those cravings. So another thing that people often report is it reduces sugar cravings as well as alcohol cravings. And it helps people just to feel more in control of their appetite as opposed to you know, constantly feeling like you have to be satisfying your appetite. So those benefits alone, I think, are part of what bring people back to try it again and again and again. And like you, they end up cultivating a lifelong habit with it. And like I said, it then opens them up to all these other fermented foods because we are bacteriosapiens. And what's really exciting about that, and what that exactly means really, is that without bacteria, our bodies don't function properly. And just as bacteria is required in the soil to help the plants at the roots uptake nutrition, just as bacteria are in the air in a protective layer around the earth, they're also inside of our bodies everywhere and on our bodies everywhere, which I know might creep some people out, but that's why they're invisible and we don't tend to notice them on a regular basis. But when we lack diversity in our gut, either because of overprescription of antibiotics or the consumption of foods that don't support a diverse microbiome, we really feel the negative effects of that very quickly. And, you know, I like to liken our human body, our internal guts, to the soil. And it's so important that we have a rich diversity in the soil of nutrients, of microorganisms, of bugs, of nematodes, and all these things that help to make, that really support the health of the plants growing from the soil. The same is true in our guts. So when we get a wide variety of ferments, from the kombuchas to the sauerkrauts to the kefirs to the yogurts to all of those foods, we create a diversity in our soil that then creates a really strong, healthy immune system. So like you're noticing that when you have your kombucha on a regular basis, even if other people are coming into the office with a cold or this or that, you tend to avoid catching whatever is going around because your body already has that diversity that helps to prevent pathogens from being able to take over and create a negative experience in your body.
And I was just thinking as you were speaking, and you speak so elegantly, Hannah, thank you so much. The last time that I came down with something was when I had been on a three-week trip to Europe. And it wasn't, I didn't have any, there was not any kombucha where I was. If it was there, I didn't find it. And we were sort of on a whirlwind, you know, go here, go there, da 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 da. But when I came back, I crashed. So there you go. It may be something there. We're going to have to take another quick little break because we have a, just required. Those of you who are listening, do you have any questions that you might want to ask Hannah? You can give her a call at 877-300-7645. 877-300-7645. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me is the Kombucha Mama, Hannah Crum. She's the founder of Kombucha Camp. And the website is KOMBUCHAKAMP, kombuchacamp.com. It is the most visited website in the world for kombucha. And if you have an interest in kombucha and you'd like information, recipes, or advice, that's the place to go, because KCAMP's mission is to change the world one gut at a time. I love that. Welcome back, Hannah.
Thanks, Sherry.
So my husband on the break said that he likes to use the mango kombucha and put a little vodka in it. Mm-hmm. I said, Hannah says it's supposed to stop your alcohol cravings.
Well, we love kombucha cocktails because it's a little antidote with your poison, so to speak.
Yeah, baby. I love
most
it.
Most of the time, well, you still get your little bit of a buzz, but most people report that their hangover is minimized and they don't have as many negative effects when they do include kombucha, either with their alcohol or right before they go to bed after they've had a night of drinking or even upon waking. So part of that is probably the B vitamins in a living form. Now, there may not be so many in numbers in terms of B vitamins, in terms of quantity, but because they're in that high-quality living form that our body has evolved to recognize, it instantly plugs in, and we're able to utilize that nutrition in a very positive way.
I get so excited listening to you because I just love this drink. And I have to tell you that for years, people, what the hell are you drinking? What is that stuff? And then I'd say, well, look, because the people, first of all, want to smell it. And that's not the way to drink kombucha. You really need to just drink it because the odor, I don't want to say it can be offensive, but it's, you know, it sort of has a little vinegary, odor to it. And most people, when they think of drinking things, you know, we're so brainwashed that it has to be sugary, sugary sweet, that they don't give it a fair chance. What I always do is I say, here, let me pour some in a little cup for you, and you drink it that way. Generally, people like it. In the old, you know, in the old days, before it came in all those flavors, though, it was kind of, you know, strange looking, and I put it in my own bottles and stuff, and, you know, what do you have in there, whiskey?
It does have that color to it. Well, and just like scotch or wine or other fine fermented drinks, you may have to allow your palate time to adjust to that flavor before you fully appreciate the complexity and subtleties of it. And it is a beverage that we think of as being very similar to craft beer and wine in that way, in that you can have, you know, so many brands next to each other, and they all taste different. So just like when you walk into the beer or wine store and you've got a whole row of Chardonnays and a whole row of Pinot Noirs or a whole row of IPAs, we can have all these different types of kombuchas, and they all have a different flavor and profile. So what I always tell people is, if you tried a kombucha and thought you didn't like it, go ahead and try another one, because I know there's a flavor for you out there. And speaking of people who didn't really like it, my husband, when I first started making it 10 years ago, thought I was totally crazy, because I wasn't really someone who had kind of a traditional cooking background, you know, more like the microwave type cook. So for me to take on a DIY project like this was pretty out of my element. But finally, I made it for a few years. He thought I was weird. And I finally made a flavor that he really enjoyed, pink lemonade, which is a strawberry lemon thyme. And when he got hooked on that, the nightly antacid pill he'd been taking within 5 days was gone. He ended up losing 40 pounds in a year and a half. And again, there were other changes that came with it, but he really felt that the kombucha and incorporating it into his daily regimen helped to propel him forward on that path of healing. And in fact, like you and me, every day he has his glass and really appreciates what the kombucha does to support his organism.
That's a great story. And I have to say that I've never had a weight issue. I think that's part of why I don't. It's somehow my metabolism seems to be working all the time. And so I do feel that that's been part of my regimen for health, that the kombucha has really lent itself to that.
Well, some of the other names for kombucha in different languages are like tea of immortality and tea of longevity. So, or the mushroom of charity, the mushroom of long life. So many of these concepts are what people have consumed kombucha for so many years. Again, you know, we may or may not have the research depicting exactly which mechanisms by which, the fermented tea is supporting our organism in this way, but experientially and from the human cultural perspective, this is how it's always been viewed, is as this tonic that just literally helps to support life. And it's so easy to make, isn't it, Sherry?
Oh, my gosh. It does all the work for you. You don't have to do very much. Let's talk about that. How is it made? How do we make it?
Absolutely. Well, as we mentioned, it's fermented tea. So how do we make tea? It's very simple. We put our tea leaves into a large vessel. We pour in our hot water. We let them steep. We add a cup of sugar. If we're doing a gallon batch, we stir that all up, add a little bit of cold water to bring the temperature down quickly, and we float in our mother culture. On top of that, we pour 1 cup of our starter liquid, which is simply fermented kombucha from the previous batch. Or if it's your first time making it, you know, we always include the starter liquid with the culture. It's really important that you have the starter liquid because part of the kombucha's defense mechanism is it's very low pH. So it's an incredibly acidic ferment, which, again, fits with the vinegar-type profile. But what we do is when we pour that liquid at the top, essentially creating a barrier between really delicious sweet tea substrate that mold and all kinds of organisms would love to come and colonize. But when we put that starter liquid low pH, it kills those types of organisms on contact, creating a barrier. And then as the SCOBY grows across the top, the mother, it could be doing somersaults, it could be floating anywhere in the vessel, it doesn't matter, but a new layer, the baby, will always grow up. And again, it's creating that barrier, prevent any organisms from colonizing with it. As it does that, it creates a seal, and below that, and you can see the bubbles forming on the sides, is an anaerobic process that then occurs below the surface of the SCOBY. So we have an aerobic process at first where we leave it with a cloth cover. Then as the SCOBY grows across the top, it creates an anaerobic process below the surface, and it builds some of those natural bubbles and carbonation that everybody really loves.
It's not that difficult to do. Excuse me. It's a lot of fun to watch, actually. Once you get into the habit of it, it's just, you know, I think the first thing that people that makes them want to stop, and it seems silly, is just finding the right vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody has a great big jar hanging around. And so that's really the first barrier. You've got, you know, you want to find a fairly large jar, which, you know, they are big. They're like big, like a big pickle jar.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, once you have that, everything else just comes through so nicely.
It's true. I mean, like you said, it does the work for you. I kind of think of it almost like watching the phases of the moon when I watch my kombucha cultures grow, because the new culture, so the culture itself is made of bacterial cellulose. You have these bacteria that are throwing out these nanofibers of culture. So just like imagine this bacteria with all these little threads hanging off of it. Well, those threads then connect with the other threads coming off from the other bacteria, and slowly they fuse together, and that's what creates the layer. So initially it's this kind of translucent skin that might grow in like pieces or splotches, but it eventually thickens up and becomes that thick, opaque, to me, it literally looks like a full moon in your jar, if your jar is round, that is. But yeah, once you have the equipment, and that's what Kombucha Camp does too, is not only do we have recipes and how-to and terrific information on the blog, but we also have quality cultures and products, and we really streamline the process and make it easy for anyone who might be feeling nervous about it. We take all the guesswork out of it, plus we support you through the process and empower you with knowledge and information so that you can feel confident brewing it at home.
Well, the website's amazing. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about if people are interested, what they can purchase online and the information that you have available, because I think it's wonderful. Those of you are listening, we are coming right back, so don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Everybody, you are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. With me this hour is Hannah Crum. She is also known as the Kombucha Mama. Her website, kombuchacamp.com, provides visitors with everything they need to know about kombucha and other fermented products. You can also purchase what you need to make your own delicious kombucha and other fermented products there. Welcome back, Hannah.
Thanks, Sherry.
So it goes so fast. This is our last segment, and we've covered a lot. What what other uses does kombucha have?
Well, it has quite a few, and it does also work in the garden and with livestock. Our motto is trust your gut, and what that means is listening to your unique microbiome, because everybody's is different, like a fingerprint. And same with animals. They have their own microbiomes, and we know that kombucha is a good thing because I can throw scobies into the yard, and the chickens will fight over them, and they don't even know what the heck a bacterial cellulose is. Horses will gobble down kombucha if you feed it to them. And the benefit to giving fermented foods to the animals, as well as putting them in your compost, is you're literally putting healthy bacteria, living yeast, into these creatures. All creatures benefit from using kombucha. So if you get, as you know, Sherry, those cultures will reproduce. You literally have abundance in action. And once you exhaust your friends and neighbors and they no longer want any more scobies, you can puree them in a blender, dig a little hole in the ground, and put them in the soil. Plants that love acid, that tolerate acidic soil, really appreciate an infusion of kombucha culture to help re-nutrify the soil in that way. Some other uses for it also include, we can use them as a living bandage. So sometimes when you have a little cut or a burn, applying kombucha or a kombucha culture can greatly reduce the sting that you feel, as well as help to speed the healing process. Plus that low pH, it has been shown to kill pathogens on contact, things like E. coli and salmonella and listeria. So it also has that added benefit. Now, of course, anyone thinking, oh, I'm going to pour vinegar in a wound, that's going to hurt. Of course it does. Just like if you put iodine or something in a wound, there may be a little bit of a sting. Just as we've seen vinegar and other things and beauty care products, applying kombucha topically to the skin helps to slough away dead skin. It acts like a mild acid peel that doesn't leave your face all red and burned, and also helps to regenerate the skin cells, so you end up with really soft skin. So folks with like eczema or warts or other kind of topical afflictions, when they apply kombucha or the kombucha culture on a regular basis, they do notice a reduction in inflammation and a quick, speedy healing. So like dry elbows or cracked skin also benefit from that type of application. And I'll also pour a little bit into my bathtub. My husband also, in fact, doesn't even use shampoo anymore. He uses kombucha vinegar as a hair tonic instead. So there's a bunch of different ways that we can utilize kombucha. Even if you're brewing it at home and it gets a little too sour to drink, there are other uses for it, so it never has to go to waste.
We had some that went a little sour in the fridge at work, and we all decided to use it as in place of vinegar. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Marinades, salad dressings, you name it.
Oh, the best. And let's also talk, what role do fermented foods play in our modern society? Seems that they're making a resurgence. You know, I would say, 20, 30 years ago, no one ever talked about the benefits of raw fermented foods, and now we're hearing it all the time. People used to think I was strange because I liked kimchi.
Now you're normal. I love it.
Yes, and sauerkraut, all those kinds of things.
Well, you're identifying an anomaly in human history. All of human history is populated, dominated by fermented foods. Every single culture on this planet has fermented foods as part of their sacred foods, as part of their traditional healing foods. And it's only in this modern era of in the industrial food supply and processed foods and humans being, divorced from their food acquiring position. You know, people used to be encouraged to grow gardens. Canning was part of being a patriot. And we've kind of moved away from that in favor of commerce, in favor of purchasing everything as opposed to being self-sufficient. And as we're also rightly seeing that kind of imbalance is coming back into balance, we see more people wanting to live off the land. We see more people wanting to grow a garden at home. We see more people wanting to be sustainable. And part of that is embracing the fermented foods. And I think our health has suffered greatly as a result of us not continuing to include them in our regular diet. I mean, they were our condiments. They're the things that add spice and literal zing to our foods, our chutneys, our salsas, the sauerkrauts, the kimchis, all of these foods. If you have just a little bit of them at every meal, you really help support your body. You feel good. They taste great. It really is, in my opinion, with the rise of delicious options that are now becoming more available, it makes a lot of sense, even if you don't have the time to make it at home, to go ahead and grab them from the store, because we are seeing a lot of quality products coming in the marketplace.
That's for sure. I am, it's more than just Whole Foods, too. You're starting to see it in some of the mainstream grocery stores. And I get so excited every time we have a store in Tucson, and it is a health food store, but it has fresh groceries, and oh my gosh, it offers about 10 different varieties of sauerkraut. Oh my gosh, I buy every single one of them. I just love them.
They're so tasty. Well, and that's what's great is once you get back into the fermented foods, you realize, oh, our food has so much more flavor than we imagined, because you get away from the constant addition of sugar. And not that sugar is bad. We need sugar to a certain extent, but it's the amount of sugar that's in our food these days that totally throws our palates off, and it skews our ability to taste the other more interesting flavors. You know, the human body loves bitter. It loves sour. And we see that when, parents are like, oh, I don't think my kids will like kombucha because it's too sour. Kids love kombucha. Even if they make that sour face, they often are reaching their hands out trying to get more, because the human body loves sour. It loves bitter. And those are flavors, again, that we've kind of moved away from. But I think as we reincorporate them into our diet and we put you know, sugar back where it needs to be, which is the dessert, the little bit, the little sprinkling of it, as opposed to the domination of the plate, then not only do we feel better, but things taste better, and we get more out of life when we include fermented foods.
We certainly get flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing like, you know, we've been talking about kombucha, of course, which is, like I said, it is my elixir, and I'm always sharing it with other people, and yet there's so many other fermented foods that we pull out of our diet, and they're so simple to make, so easy to have on hand, and they really, really push our diet up to a new level, especially what we have on our plate. You know, whatever, I just love to put, we make our own sauerkraut, and it's just fun to just take some sauerkraut. I don't care whether it's, you know, eggs in the morning, or it's, fish, whatever it is that we're having. Sometimes I just make a sauerkraut salad. It's just so yummy. We've got about a minute. What would you like to leave our audience with today? What would you like to tell them?
Well, if you are at all curious about kombucha, we highly recommend you check out kombuchacamp.com. That's camp with a K. We have a free ebook. You can sign up and learn all about kombucha and how easy it is to make at home. And I just want to emphasize that all of the fermented foods are easy to make at home, because these, again, are the ones that our ancestors started doing in ancient times. So, of course, they have to be easy. Moreover, you can also reach into your garden and cull the harvest from there and combine it with your kombucha to create unique flavors or preserve them in a unique and different way. So there's lots of ways to combine these different hobbies together to create delicious and interesting combinations that you never before imagined.
What's your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Mine is called Love Potion, and it's blueberry, lavender, and rose. So I use lavender and rose petals that are dried, and then fresh blueberries. It gets this beautiful, deep purple color, and the floral notes really come through in a very lovely and romantic way. I love to drink it, which is why I called it Love Potion.
I love lovely and romantic, and you are that. Thank you so much, Hannah. Thank you for joining us on the Easy Organic Gardener. And for those of you who are listening, we'll be back next week at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time with another amazing guest. Be sure you go out and make a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera-Days-Fry.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.